For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You know, interestingly enough, the goat of hip-hop, the mascot of hip-hop, a.k.a. Aubrey Graham, more commonly referred to as Drake, right, is not on the charts when it comes to tracks in the Billboard Top 100. He does have For All the Dogs at the 28th most listened to album in the world as far as in totality. But when you don't have any tracks in a top 100 as far as Billboard, and then you still have over 13 billion streams, and you remain the most streamed male artist of the year, the most streamed rapper of the year for every month, for the month of 2020, for the year of 2024, you come to realize that a lot of people love your discography, but your 2024 releases have not been hitting like your past releases. Because if you don't remember, For All the Dogs had the track with SZA, the track with Yeet, and the track for J. Cole, all competing for the number one spot when that album came out. So nowadays, when you look at the overall consumption of Drake as far as music, and then you look at the performance aspect where the top tours by rappers is by far and away Drake with It's All a Blur tour with 320 million accumulated as far as revenue. And then you have Travis Scott Circus Maximus tour at second with 154 million as far as revenue generated. And then you realize that there's a significant gap between first and second, because second to third is not as big of a gap with Kendrick Lamar the Big Stepper tour coming in at number three as far as 110 million units revenue generated. So I say all that to say this. The simple fact that Drake is still the most streamed rapper with no tracks in the top 100 currently just showcases how much people respect and revere his discography. And that is, I say all that to say this. The track with Mia, Bad Bunny and Drake, is very pivotal into the landscape of people calling Drake the McDonald's of rap, because this man gives us everything. I mean, talk about having everything on the menu. This man has Latin tracks. This man has reggaeton tracks. This man has house music, pop, rap. This man has done it all. And now he's back again in his Latin-infused flow as the track with Chino Pacas, which is basically, trying to find an actual specific track, Moto Capone, and that is off of the album. What's the album called? Case. I can't say that. I don't even know it. Is that Segan? I don't know what that is. Legando Les Pacas by Chino Pacas. So Chino Pacas has a new album out on all DSPs currently under Street Mob Records, Geffen Records, of course. And the pivotal thing I wanted to point out is that Drake is on this album. And when I tell you this is one of the most comedic verses I've ever heard from Drake. It's not even from a lyrical standpoint. It's from the absolute unmitigated, like, just the goal of Drake to hop on a track like this and to have this type of verse in the midst of Kendrick calling him a culture vulture and not like us is very interesting and just intriguing from a comedic aspect, because this is hilarious. What in the world did Drake transform into on this track? Now, that's why I brought up the track Mia with Bad Bunny and Drake, because technically he's done this before as far as switching to the Latin-infused flow. But to do it again, especially on this album with Chino Pacas, to give him that type of look as far as his album being out now on all DSPs, and with his studio album coinciding with his 18th birthday, talking about Chino Pacas, yes, he's only 18, right? That's crazy. But with that, I think the biggest thing to point out is just that Chino Pacas, being from Mexico, moving to Florida, and having so much success in the music industry, and then ultimately having Drake the most streamed rapper ever in 2020. Well, not ever. Well, almost ever. I think Eminem's still number one. But as far as 2024, having the most streamed rapper being on your album, engaging in this type of flow, even to the point where at the end of the track, you have the patented underwater beat where the beat seemingly goes underwater. And now Drake gives his Spanish-infused flow. I mean, this man has just done it all, right? And the reason I say that is just because I don't want to say Kendrick was right, but this man is everywhere. And he is definitely going to gain some fans from the Latin community simply for the fact that he's experimenting with this flow. So technically, you know, he is cultivating a certain type of fan base from a region that's not necessarily, objectively speaking, his hometown or where he's from in the slightest. He's just transformed into something to fit the genre. Now, y'all let me know what that is. So anyways, Chino Pacas has a new album out now on all DSPs. Like I said, it's K Sagan, Lagando Las Pacas. Hopefully I said that right. If not, just know that it has 13 tracks. It's definitely something you should listen to, especially with Chino Pacas being one of the more pivotal artists in the Latin music industry, and especially coinciding with the release, with his 18th birthday. I mean, you just come to realize that an artist as young as Chino Pacas, being from Mexico, having this much success in music, is just something to uphold and just congratulate. Because usually when it comes to people of the younger variety, it's apparent that they do not know as much when it comes to marketing and putting out music to the masses, because there's a lot of smoke and mirrors you have to play behind the scenes to get in the good graces of the algorithm, especially with the major labels. So with Chino Pacas having this much success, with his album being distributed by not only Street Mob Records but also Warner, it just ultimately captivates his interesting career as far as him being one of the more pivotal artists in the Latin music genre. So that's what I wanted to touch on, because of course his album is out now, and you know, with it being completely targeted towards the Latin community and Drake being on the track, of course transforming into a flow that, you know, is just not commonly heard as far as the Drake discography, is definitely a standout from that aspect. But overall, I think the track was interesting. I don't know what interesting means as far as a rating, but that's just the word I can use to quantify it right now, because I am flabbergasted. I don't know what this man, you know, hey, Drake just doing whatever at this point, right? So I would definitely listen to the album. Chino Pacas has definitely had higher quality on average, I would say. And you know, for a lot of the fans in the Latin music community, you know, they come to my platform to listen to a lot of different reviews I give, because I give a lot of insight when it comes to that specific genre. Because whether it's Bad Bunny, whether it's Fuerza Regida, whether it's Peso Pluma. You know, there's a lot of artists in Latin music scene making noise to the point where a lot of American artists will come over to cross collaborate, and it's just uplifting both platforms. So, you know, I definitely applaud it. I think it needs to happen, especially the cross collaborative efforts, because if you don't know that, I mean, that's one of the main ways to even get your exposure more out there, is to get into a fan base, a discography that you're usually not into, you're usually not exposed to, because of Drake being so big in the States. I mean, it's only so much that he could do to be in a whole different audience that doesn't really listen to his music consistently, let's just put it like that. So this is definitely an interesting appearance from Drake on this album, but nonetheless, I remember covering this in the segment Chino Pacas. If you look up Chino Pacas Analytic Dreams, I updated it to say it was going to come out today, but I covered this like way back, and I basically already talked about how the unconventional, you know, collaboration between Drake and Chino Pacas was leaked and potentially going to happen between the two. And there was a lot of appreciation that Drake was expressing for the Mexican music. And now we see this coming into fruition as the official first collab with Chino Pacas and Drake. So it's just It's just interesting to see this actually happen as Drake continues the global recognition, but he also continues to transform into just flows that we've just rarely see from Drake. And it's just interesting, man. It's just interesting. So anyways, if you're a Chino Pacas fan, this is definitely an album to check out. Once again, it's out now on all DSPs. And with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias, what do you think about the Chino Pacas and Drake collab? And also, if you're a heavy Chino Pacas fan, what is your favorite track off of his new album out now on all DSPs?
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone. Which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.